Josh Fry pointed out that there's a story about a vulnerability made by Chris Vickery, who is the researcher of databases and security issues. Now, he brought it to the attention of the internet. Specifically, if you're a user of an internet-connected, hard drive-equipped HP LaserJet printer, then you are hosting an anonymous FTP server. Vickery explained that port 9100, which HP uses as the default printing port for their network-attached printers, can be exploited for remote execution of arbitrary code using any number of freely available activities. An attacker can own any integrated hard drive, essentially turning your enterprise-class network printer into an anonymous FTP server without otherwise affecting the function of the printer. A cursory scan of port 9100 across the internet turns up thousands, if not tens of thousands, of unprotected HP printers, all of which could be used to host malicious websites, serve as wares drops, and otherwise be a bonanza for the seedy side of the internet. However, for us IT wonks who are accustomed to treating our HP printing gear with kid gloves, this story is even more interesting because the vulnerability that he describes was discovered 5 years ago. CVE-2011-4161. Bottom line, if you have an HP printer on your network, it's time to put it behind a firewall.
VMware slices and narrows the cloud. VMware announced Tuesday that it is slashing approximately 800 positions as it moves to narrow the focus of its vCloud Air business. VMware, which we must admit was late to the cloud party, is making this move on top of its December cloud retrenchment when it canceled plan to run EMC's VirtuStream cloud business. According to VMware CEO Pat Gelsinger, VMware is creating cloud software and cloud services for cloud providers. The upshot is that VMware has decided that competing with Amazon, Google, and IBM in the big public cloud arena is a battle it just can't afford to fight.
It looks like Xerox is going to split into two companies now that Carl Icahn holds three board seats. One will be the hardware side, and the other will, which when we come to know, is the other side is going to be concentrating on services. So you might not be aware, but in many cities, Xerox Field Service is already handling PC, server, and printer enterprise repairs for monsters like HP, IBM, and Dell. The subcontracting is much wider spread than you might think, and Xerox's new service-centric side is looking to capture more of this kind of piece of the pie.
Now, Microsoft wants to spy on you, and I think most of you will be willing to let it. Microsoft's Cortana, the personal digital assistant named after the hyper-intelligent, formerly heroic, now quite rampant artificial intelligence from their Halo video game universe, already looks through your digital data in order to remind you of your flights. Now, Microsoft is enabling a feature called Commitments that will scan your email for things that you've promised or agreed to do. Based on the commitments that Cortana finds in your emails, she'll create a card to check them against your existing commitments and remind you of their pending deadlines. For example, if you have an email exchange with your work superior and she tells you that you need to meet to discuss a project on Tuesday, Cortana will compare your response against your calendar, warning you of travel schedule, commute times, and personal preference. In other words, Microsoft wants Cortana to be less Siri or Google Now and more like Jarvis from Iron Man. Stay tabbed for Windows 11 and its digital hero, Vision.